the book Romans, part 46. I'm Professor Hannes Dresinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture. It's a five book, nearly 500 pages thick, which is also part of my doctoral degree some years ago, with revelation words in it that you've never experienced before. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number for South Africa. It's +27 international code 0722-367-124. Or either go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we're currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations, organizations, Catholic Church, Protestants, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists. We are not part of nobody. We are known as an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world through the internet. We are mainly using the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which in this Bible, Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit is originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are to continue where we left off on Friday. Very, very interesting. We are currently busy with Romans chapter 3. Let me just say the book Romans chapter 3. It's important to understand the figurative speech as we go along. Now the scripture says here, Romans 3 verse 20. It says, therefore, by the deeds of the law. Now we already know that the law of Moses, which is 613 laws, has been made null and void because of its unprofitableness. Hebrews 7 verse 18. Now this confirms it. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, by keeping the law, trying to keep the law, the 613 laws of Moses, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Now we must look at them as we read here. There shall be no flesh be justified in his sight. Who's his? It's Father Yahweh Almighty. Small h. Make that a capital H. How blind can you be? Can somebody be? And this is what the Bible translators has done, eh? There shall be no, by the deeds of the law. So by trying to keep the 613 laws, the Sabbaths, circumcision, paying tithes, having a high priest, having sacrificial animals, sacrificial rituals, there shall no flesh be justified in his, that's Yahweh Almighty's sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. What did the law do? It actually uplifted what is sin. Apostle Paul comes and he says that if it was not for the law, the 630 laws of Moses, we would never have known sin. Yeah. He says here, for by the law, the 630 laws of Moses, is the knowledge of sin. So sin today can be revealed unto us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Why? Because through the Old Testament, we came to know what is sin. Everything that they had to offer, the blood of an animal, that was called sin. Well, you can go back and go and read the 613 laws. And every time that there was sin, there was an offering of sacrificial blood of animals to be offered. I just want to read verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His Yahweh Almighty sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Today we don't have the law. We have what? What do you say? How do we know sin today? By the working of the Ruach HaKodesh within us. Not in my heart, in our soul's dimensions. But now, verse 21. But now the righteousness of Yahweh. You must read what is written here. But now the righteousness of Yahweh Almighty, that's God, without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So what did the law and prophets do? They witness how the laws was made none and void. Now by the righteousness of Yahweh Almighty. In the 613 laws, there were no righteousness. Righteousness is grace. Grace is Yahashua. So without the law, he says, but now the righteousness of Yahweh Almighty, which is God, without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So the laws and the prophets is watching Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we in 2026, in this 21st century, that we are allowed to live in grace, to perform in grace, to be part of grace, to experience grace. How wonderful is that? That we can be part of it. To us, it's not something new. We grew up in grace, but we never realized what it really meant. But today, through the revelation of the Ruach HaKodesh in our own lives, and the ability to be able to study the word of Yahweh in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, it just unveils itself. And we can sit and read the word and say, how is it possible that we never notice this? He says that the laws and the prophets, they're standing aside and they are witnessing grace and they are witnessing righteousness and they are witnessing the hand of Yahweh Almighty in our lives in this New Testament. A testament which does not have a high priest that needs to offer for his own son, but who is sinless. What a privilege to have a high priest like that. And today, when you look at the internet, you find this third temple theology where they want to have a third temple rebuilt, which is actually the fourth temple. They want to rebuild it. And they want to institute the law, 613 laws of Moses, a new high priestly sacrifice yearly. Meaning that they reject the blood of Yahushua. Now they used to, or they are using this in saying that Yahushua can't return to earth to establish his earthly kingdomship. No. If there's no temple where he can come and sit in, that's not what the Bible says. The Antichrist, first it's going to be the Pope. You can go and read Daniel 9:27. First is going to be the peacemaker. 2 Thessalonians 2. You can read the whole chapter. He's going to sit in the temple. Who? The Roman Catholic Pope. And present himself to be God, not Jehovah Almighty, and offer on behalf of Israel offering sacrificials, blood. And then after 1,230 days, listen what I'm saying, not 1,260 days, 1,230 days, the sacrifice will be ceased. If you want to know why do I say 1,230 days, you must call me. And I will explain to you in a couple of seconds. But you must call me. I have that in different studies, in one or two books which I've written. So, with other words, the laws of Moses and the prophets is standing in amazement and is looking at Christ. Now it says in verse 22, Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of Yahweh Almighty, that's God, which is by faith, which is by faith of Yahushua, that's Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. Can I read that again? While the 613 laws of Moses and the prophets is watching, verse 22 says, even the righteousness of Yahweh Almighty God, which is by faith in the 613 laws, there wasn't even a grain of faith, by which it is by faith of Yahweh Shua, which is Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. The Hebrew people didn't have to believe. They didn't have anything to do with faith. They didn't have grace like in Yahushua. Today we have only to believe. Everything starts by believing. Unto all and upon all them that believe. Believe what? Believe what? The scriptures say, for there is no difference. Look at my fingers. Of what? The difference is, in the Old Testament, everything works upon deeds of men and 613 laws. The greater the sin, the greater the animal that they slaughter. Today, since 2,000 years ago, when Yahushua died on the cross, He has become our offer lamb, who was offered on our belief, on our behalf. And today he is sitting at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us as bride. If it should happen that it looks as if we are only stumbling, we are not even falling, we are only stumbling, then he already intercedes for us. Why? Because we are still functioning in the time of grace. And the scripture, grace is calling out those that hunger and thirst, all those who are heavy burdened and laden, come unto me. That's Yahushua crying out. And I shall give you rest. I shall give you eternal rest. You cannot buy it with money. You can't get it at any shopping center on a special. You need to repent. Accept Yahushua as your Savior. Be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sin and live a holy life. I want you to take the scriptures that we used this morning and go and make your own study of it and see that it has got nothing to do with 613 laws of Moses, but it is grace and grace alone. Until tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.